Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
You might remember the tragic story of 21-year-old Nicole Fox from Dublin, who took her own life in 2018 after years of online harassment. In the years since, her mother, Jackie, campaigned for stronger laws in the area. She wanted the legislation called Coco's Law after her pet name for Nicole. In 2021, Coco's Law, officially called the Harassment, Harmful Communications and Related Offences Act, came into effect. And today, Jackie is in Brussels to meet MEPs to campaign for similar legislation across the EU. I spoke to her earlier and began by asking her to remind us what happened to Nicole.
Nicole, my daughter, died by suicide at the age of 21 due to physical abuse and online abuse from her so-called friends, where they burned her physically, they dragged her down a flight of stairs, they dislocated her hip, you know, and beat her up on many occasions, and so much more physical abuse. But then they weren't happy with that. They decided to go online. And online, they made a WhatsApp group, you know, and they shared horrible, nasty rumours and comments and videos. Nasty, nasty stuff until on the 18th of January, we found Nicole. She just couldn't find a way to stay. She was alive when we found her on the 18th of January, and I had 2 days with her in intensive care on life support, where she died on the 20th of January 2018.
And that horrific experience prompted you to campaign for the government here to introduce Coco's Law. Will you explain what changes that brought about?
Yeah, I campaigned for Coco's Law, you know, at protests and march and many, many meetings. And then on the 28th of December 2020, Coco's Law was signed into the Irish statute books, where it's going to be there forever and ever. And then on the 9th of February 2021, Coco's Law commenced in Ireland. And Coco's Law, now it's now a criminal offence to annihilate anyone online or cause them distress or self-harm or even worse. And also that was put into Coco's Law, which didn't affect Nicole, hadn't got anything to do with Nicole, but was the intimate images, where you cannot share an intimate image without the person's consent, or whether it's online or offline. And that is also now a criminal offence. And right now, as I'm talking to you, there are people in prison under Coco's Law.
It's 2 years since Coco's Law came into effect, and that criminalises the sharing of or threatening to share intimate images of a person. And since then, 105 separate prosecutions have been commenced under the law. How has that made you feel?
Samantha, it's always going to be a bittersweet moment. Look, 105 being prosecuted is absolutely fantastic, but I just wish it wasn't Coco's Law that brought it in, you know. I just wish I had Nicole. So it's always going to be a bittersweet moment, but 105 and then many more up under investigation, you know, that's pretty good as well.
Does it make the campaigning feel worthwhile?
It does, because that's her legacy, you know. So if I didn't campaign for Coco's Law, Nicole would be just gone.
Now, you're in Brussels this week to meet legislators there. What's on the agenda?
Okay, so the EPP, the European Political Parliament, they sent over a film crew to make a short film about Nicole and Coco's Law. The video was sent back to Brussels, and then they requested me to come over and have a talk. So tomorrow on the agenda, for my slot, and anyway, we're going to be playing the video, and then I have a speech to do. I'm going to be talking in front of these people, and they're going to go back and, you know, hopefully we make an impact on them tomorrow. There's a lot of important political leaders going to be there. So, you know, I need to make an impact on them. So they're going to go back then and speak to whoever, you know, other leaders. And on then I have to go to Strasbourg. And in Strasbourg, there's going to be another meeting. And that's going to be with 179 political leaders from 27 countries. So
what do you hope this will achieve? Is it that Coco's Law will stretch around Europe?
Yeah, that's their intention. If all goes well and all goes according to plan, which hopefully they want to bring Coco's Law Europe-wide.
So and what would that mean to
in
you?
Ireland. Oh, wow. Do you know what? I don't even think it means a couple of things. One, there's so many more people going to be saved or prosecuted now around Europe, not only Ireland. So we're stretching it out wider and wider. So, you know, if it helps put people away for breaking these laws, that's brilliant. And the other thing is, you know, as I said about Cole's legacy, and she's a huge legacy in Ireland, but wow, that's my little girl's legacy all over Europe. I don't know. I can't even comprehend what that would mean, to be honest. It would just... Wow.
The last question I had for you is, I just came across an article there with your son Lee. He was on Davy's Toughest Challenge, telling the story about how you and your other son, you all lived in Clondalkin, but you've since left there to move to Courtown in Wexford because of the bullying that happened to Nicole. So the disruption to your life continues. Will you tell me a bit about that?
Do you know, it was moving to Wexford was the best thing that we did. Unfortunately, I hadn't got the opportunity to move back then, but we had a mobile home in Courtown in Wexford for 18 years, and that was our happy place. You know, with Nicole and the two boys, and we spent so many, you know, all through the summer and bank holiday and midterm down there. So it was always our happy place. So moving, the people that hurt Nicole, most of them lived in the surrounding area, the adults that hurt Cole. So we you know, it was never going to be an option to be able to stay in Clondalkin. Once the mortgage was paid off, then the first place I moved to was down in Wexford. But it was the best thing we could do, even not for me, but for the boys, you know, to we're just able to go out and go down anywhere we want in Wexford and not see anyone that hurt Nicole. I could never ever step foot back inside Clondalkin again. It's just bad memories, and I don't want to see the people that hurt Nicole either. So.
That was Jackie Fenlon, mother of Nicole Fox, speaking to me before we came on air from Brussels.